New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. Vision Government Solutions launches NH Municipal Property Database. Vision Government Solutions provides an online database where users can click on their New Hampshire municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals can quickly access municipal property data across NH towns to support valuations, comparables, and client due diligence. Browse your municipality's records at http://www.vgsi.com/New Hampshire Online-Database/. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. New Hampshire Property Record Search Tool, now available for owner, deed, and permit lookups. PropertyChecker.com has launched a New Hampshire-specific portal for searching property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NH can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property records that typically require checking multiple county databases. Bookmark/newhampshire.propertychecker.com/ for quick reference during listing prep, buyer representation, and market analysis. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. NH builders face layers of zoning laws and building codes in new home construction. Chinberg has published a guide outlining the time-consuming permitting process for new home construction in New Hampshire, which requires navigating multiple layers of zoning laws and building codes. Understanding the permitting timeline and regulatory hurdles helps real estate professionals in NH set accurate client expectations and identify potential delays before listing or closing on new construction. Review the full guide at ht.chinberg.com/newhomesconstructioninnh/ to familiarize yourself with the process. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most NH jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in 1/3 the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what.